Do you have any stories from your time in Europe, those 4 months?
I remember the crews of the ships were real, you know, if you were shot a buck, you could always count on them to help you out. You know, they're really nice people. They looked after the cadets is what we were. There was another cadet with me. His name was John Behrens. Another thing I'll tell you about that time was I met a engineer named Tim Race from Maine, and he said, when this ship gets in, he said, you're never going to see me again. You know, I'm done with sailing. I guess his wife had several miscarriages, and he'd pretty much had it with sailing, but little did I realize I would meet him again on another ship, and he changed quite a bit. On the Xtavia, he was very, very clean-cut kind of guy. Well, when I met him again, he'd gone through some changes. I'll tell you about that later when we get to that period. Experiences on the Xtavia, just worked very hard. I got all the dirty jobs, water washing the boilers, stuff like that. And let that go. But again, I was impressionable. I remember all the people on the ship, and it was a great experience. I'd say it was an advantage even to my classmates back at school. It was good to actually get on the ships and have the experience of seeing how they operated and take part in it.
So as a cadet, they basically just had you do a lot of the dirty work on board, as you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of instruction, too. The engineers would take you aside and show you how things operated.
Okay. Was that on an informal basis, or were they actually providing some formal instruction as part of your education?
No, it was informal. You know, if I inquired, they would give me explanations. The first engineer was a fellow named Kelly, and he was very kind to me. You know, a lot of times we come into port and I'd go off with him. We'd go out to have dinner together. Hoyt Ebanks was a... No, not Hoyt. I'm sorry. Ebanks was his name. Sidney Banks was his name. And I had borrowed some money from him, and he never let me forget it until I paid it back. I'd get these cordial letters from him, and, oh, by the way. So anyway, I paid that debt off. And he was another nice fellow. All nice people on the ship.
Were you paid for your service as a cadet?
Yeah, it was a pretty small amount. I don't remember exactly how much it was. It wasn't much. It wasn't much on the dredge either.